pressing.
What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. You can get at me on Twitter at Ian Edwards Comic. This podcast is available at World Football Daily, allthingscomedy.com, Punch Drunk Sports. Where else are we available? You can get us probably on Stitcher, definitely on iTunes. And also, you can see this or listen to this on, did I say iTunes? I think I said iTunes. Yeah. So that's what we got. I think that's it. And SoundCloud, for sure. Subscribe. Leave a rating. Talk about it. Spread it amongst your friends. Let's do this. I have a guest today, but before I want to do the guest, I want to bring up our sponsor, which is onthevolleyapparel.com. You go to their website, and they got tees, men tees, tanks, hoodies, jerseys, and hats. For women, they also have, what do they have for women? The same. They got tank tops, hoodies, tees, and I went to their About Us, and I like their About Us for On the Volley Apparel. It's our goal to spread the knowledge and culture of football, soccer, to everyone willing to listen. We feel that there are an endless amount of elements that compose this beautiful game, and they should all be recognized. From the Sunday full field leagues to the weekly indoor leagues, we are all part of football culture. It is not about how good your league is or about how many people come watch your team play, but how much you love the game. It's about the bond created with your team and the entire football community. Play anywhere, play often, and play with passion. On the Volley. You go there, you use my promo code, which is, I keep forgetting it, so I always got to look it up. So I'll tell you what the promo code is. Accurately, took a photo of it. And the promo code is Comic Rant. You get a 20% discount on your order. So holla at them. They're good peoples. All right. So the guest is an old friend. He's still Irish. Give it up for Mark Hayes.
Back in the game. Back in the game.
Based on what Everton did this week, I don't know if you're back in the game.
I felt like we need a burst. We need someone representing the mediocrity of life.
Right. So that was your first loss, right?
Yeah.
Did you win the first two games you played this season? As far as I can remember.
We won the last. Did we draw the first one? Did we win?
Let me see. How do I go back and check that? Because I thought I would just remember. But let me see what Everton's been doing with their life.
We drew. No, well, yeah, we
drew. No, you won the first one because Rooney scored in the first one.
Yeah, and then so we drew against City.
Then you drew against City?
Yeah, Man City. Rooney scored again.
Right, and that was a draw.
Yeah.
And that's when Man City dropped points last week.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but you played, and you played Chelsea this weekend?
Yeah.
And they just muted you.
Oh, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it looked like
we had Nottingham. I know we had, like, City on Monday, and then we did UEFA, the European game during the week.
Right. And did you guys qualify?
Yeah.
Was that to qualify to get in the group stage, or was it just a game?
I think it's the group stage. No, I'll have to double check.
Right. It's amazing. We don't know nothing. And we're doing this podcast. Great.
Should really have looked up.
Yeah. I didn't expect to ask you those questions because I don't care that much about Everton, like what they're doing in their non-BPL games.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't feel like things get going until the transfer window shuts.
I mean, you play like it doesn't get going until the transfer window
shuts. Yeah, it's like, all right, everything's settled because it's still all up in the air. Who are you going to sign?
You still got 4 points.
So yeah, it's not too
bad. It's not bad. And
but do you know what? It's not as, I thought with all the players that we bought over the summer,
right,
that we'd come out like raring.
Why? Like, I don't like all your buys.
Who don't you like?
So I like Rooney, but when he was younger.
Yeah.
And even though he did score 2 goals, and I'm really happy that he's come through so far.
Yeah.
So this was the first Everton game I watched all year. And I didn't know where they were playing him.
Mm.
But they played him where I didn't like them playing him for Man U last year or the last 2 years. Yeah. So he wasn't exactly the forward.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up where they played him. But they played him where I don't think he's most useful.
Where was that?
Kind of like midfielder-ish.
Oh, like a number 10?
Yeah.
Or is he even further back?
10 or further back. And it was difficult for him out there. Like, I saw Rooney made 3 passes that I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I wonder if, like, him scoring in the first two games...
He was actually forward. He's number 10. But Siggy's a forward too. Sandro Ramirez... And Sandro sucked.
Yeah.
Let me see where they got Sandro from. So he's a buy.
Yeah. I do... He seemed like... It's probably hype from agents and stuff, but I thought we were going to lose him. They're like, oh, Madrid could be in for him.
sign him before Madrid signs him. Listen, yeah. You're never going to sign somebody before Madrid wants him. If Madrid wants him, they're going to get him.
But there was enough probably like hype that, oh, he came from Barcelona. Then who is he with? Espanyol, is it?
I don't know. Let me see. Like, normally this would show. He's only 22.
Yeah, he's young. Even though he looks about 32.
Yeah, his hair looks... 40. It's like he has Zambaletta's haircut.
Yeah.
He's like, who's your barber, Zambaletta? Let me get that guy.
But he was only like, I think he was only 5 million, 5.25 or something.
I mean,
something where it's like,
that's cheap for the.
That's beyond cheap.
He played like 5 million.
Yeah. That's like something you'd find in your shoe.
Yeah.
With the money.
When you're a football club, yeah.
So we definitely need to buy someone else. And the young guy.
Go ahead.
The young guy that was playing against City, Lewin Davis or something.
Right.
Like, he's too young, but at least he was dragging players around.
You mean the one that came on as a sub?
No, he started.
So there's one started, and then you got two young guys, but I think with 3 names.
Yeah, well, yeah, just like Lewin something who's up front. He was just good against City because he was just dragging players around.
But he was one of your better players.
But he got injured, I think. He didn't play against Chelsea. No, he didn't play.
Oh, okay.
So, which I think hurt us because...
No, Calvert-Lewin, he came in as a sub. I saw him come in as a sub and he did great.
Oh, he should have started. So I thought he was injured.
He didn't start. That's what it was. And I was kind of confused by that because he did good in the game before. But maybe it was an injury. Maybe he played in the Euro game.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that was it. Yeah.
Maybe that was it.
But yeah, because at least he runs around, drags players around.
Yeah.
But like Sandro and Rooney were just, they did nothing. Just
Rooney, one of Rooney's 3 good passes was a pass to Sandro for a shot on goal, and Sandro fucked that up.
Yeah.
And then that was a good play.
Yeah.
And then there was one lateral pass. Imagine you having 3 passes in a game, and one of them is a lateral pass.
Yeah.
So that's mean like a pass somebody makes to just stay on the team.
Yeah.
Like,
but even, like, I remember against City, he did a pass that they almost scored on the break. And it was a lateral pass, too.
Right.
And it's like, he shouldn't be the guy that's giving away the ball.
He should be the guy that's supposed to score, not...
And, like, keep the ball, not be the one who's, like, playing these passes.
But...
I don't know.
If you keep the ball, you're also passing the ball. But you could confuse Rooney and he's too old to get the ball there.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We definitely, if we could get Costa, that'd be unreal.
Is that one of the transfer rumors?
Yeah.
That you guys could get Costa?
Yeah, because Koeman even said, he was like, yeah, if he's available, I'd love to have him on loan.
Yeah.
Which would be, now we're talking.
Right.
Because I feel like we're missing a spearhead threat. Even though he's like, all right, Koeman was saying Lukaku's gone, so we got to find goals from other places.
Yeah, you bought Rooney.
Who's delivered? He's probably delivered enough to be like, okay, he was worth it.
Yeah.
Even 3 games in.
Yeah, he was a free transfer, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And just $2 million a week. No, I think he took the money down.
He took the money down. God bless him.
But like, as well, we bought the Ajax captain. In midfield.
Who is that?
Oh, maybe that's the dude that was injured. Yeah, he was injured, the Ajax dude.
The Ajax captain.
Yeah, it's like one of those... I'm not even used to him yet.
So do you see his name here?
No, he wasn't in. He was injured. He was out.
Right. What position is he playing?
Center mid. He was meant to... So I saw like that.
Just because he's from Ajax and he's Dutch.
Yeah.
That's kind of promising.
Kind of promising too. But then you realize like the Ajax league is pretty... Or the Dutch league is...
It's easy.
Yeah.
Right. It's easier than the Premiership.
And just because you're captain too...
Right.
Doesn't mean like
you're great.
Yeah.
He's just a good yellow.
Yeah. He's just like, so you think in your head, oh, he's the Ajax captain. He's right. Center mid. But he could just be like Tony Hibbert of Ajax.
Yeah, it's hilarious. He's just a coach on the field.
Yeah.
He's just telling the other players how to do his job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looks like he's another guy that's about 24 or something. Mm-hmm. He looks about 44 too.
Oh, great. It's great.
Yeah.
Everybody looks as old as Rooney that you bought. That's nice.
Yeah. I know, yeah. But so it'll be interesting to see. But if we'd one more striker, because he's like, we obviously went all out for Sigurdsson.
I don't think you need a striker. You need creativity. Because you didn't look creative at all.
Yeah.
And they kind of crowded you and didn't give you a lot of options. They took away your options and you guys couldn't make nothing up out there.
Which is disappointing. I still think Sigurdsson will provide the creativity.
Where was he Sunday? Or Saturday, whenever you played.
He was there, but
I saw him on the field.
Yeah.
I think he started.
But like, with Rooney and Sandro up front, it didn't seem a threat.
No, so that's not. That's, yeah.
The defense had it, like, Chelsea's defense had it so easy. They probably just swarmed us out in centre mid.
Let me see how easy they had it.
Like, easy.
You guys had no shots on target. That's how easy.
Yeah.
No shots on target. Yeah, 7 shots. Sandro just shot at everything except the goal.
Yeah, every time the ball came anywhere near him. Shoot.
That's not great. You should be... I can't even believe that you had 43% possession because it didn't look like that.
Yeah, I know. At all.
No, I didn't like that at all. Yeah, it just... And then the crowd was out of the game. It was just like... It was almost like everybody was embarking, knew they were embarking on a lost cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I wonder if the European League is going to make it like that every bloody week that we play in it.
There's enough shit teams for y'all to look impressive.
Yeah.
Until you run up into real teams.
Because even against City, mm-hmm. Jesus, they had some amount of chances to beat us.
Right.
So I think the draw was flattering for us.
Right. I mean, you got 4 points out of
it's not bad.
3 games. It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good Everton numbers.
Yeah. Although I just like that because we spent so much. You'd want to see like an overall.
Did you all spend a lot or did you all just spend, buy more people than you normally buy? And sell less people than you normally sell?
I'd say it's both because we brought in, we brought in Keane at the back for like, how much was he, 30? We bought the Irish dude for about 25, I think.
Yeah, I don't think Keane is worth that much money.
No, he doesn't look commanding.
No.
I wish we got that dude that Leicester bought. I can't remember his name. But
the one that scored?
Yeah.
Yeah, he scored. Yeah, yeah.
He got man of the match against or something like that. Right. Our best player.
When they played us or last week?
Who did they play last week again? Last week, sorry.
Yeah, last week. Yeah, because he scored the winning goal.
Yeah.
Or he definitely scored the second goal.
But yeah, Keane doesn't look as commanding. And you know what? I don't think our back three look commanding. Jagielka looks like he's always making a last-ditch tackle. Even if he's passing a ball, he's always like, I just made that.
Let me tell you your back four. So Pickford is an improvement, right?
Yeah.
But I think he's been shell-shocked so much from goals going past him at Sunderland.
Mm.
Like, I think that kind of scars you and hangs with you. And you never can be as good as a goalkeeper that had a better defense.
Yeah. You know? Hopefully confidence, but I can't, like the back three in front of him.
Yeah, Ashley Williams is old for a defender. And his weight doesn't look great.
No. So, he seems like he's trying to bulk up when he's already bulky.
Yeah, he should get lighter and faster. And Jagielka is he ain't young. He's 35. Your defense is fucking old.
Unreal.
You mean you can't just get somebody that can... Yeah, that's old, bro.
Mm.
Let me see what else you got going on back there. And the Mason Holgate is good. Well, he's a defender.
Yeah, but
so
he,
you guys played three, and so he played wide.
Yeah, he's on the
Davies, Idris Gay. So you played. You guys played 1, 2, 3, 4. So you played 3, 4.
2-1. I don't know. Whatever it was, it didn't work.
Three. Yeah, it didn't work. It didn't work. They shut you guys down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how everyone's going three at the back all of a sudden.
Yeah. It's football, man. It's just like Hollywood. They get trendy.
Yeah.
If an Indian movie gets hot in L.A. and sells, makes $100 million, then everybody wants to make an Indian movie. If a black movie with a bunch of girls on a trip does well, then we're like, we got to get more black projects. It's just, and then soccer's, oh, so they won with the three at the back, so we're gonna go three at the back.
It's nuts.
Yeah, like
it's not so they all do it though. Like as if
I remember 4-4-2 wasn't a thing. It was always 4-2-4.
Oh yeah.
And then one day somebody did 4-2-4, and then everything was 4-2. Then everything. One day somebody did 4-4-2, and then everything became 4-4-2.
Yeah.
For the longest time until 3-5-2. Is it 3-5-2-1 or whatever the combo is?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not like to think that even like Wenger and Mourinho, they're all just going, no, oh, Chelsea won, let's do the same.
Right.
And like, well, all right, should we do that Arsenal game?
Yeah, because the only team that looked more stuck than you guys was Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? So let's jump onto that. And then we're talking about the formation, him switching to three at the back. That's the most change that Wenger has done to his side in years.
Unreal.
It was just switch a formation towards the end of last season. And then they won some games and they won the FA Cup with it. But I don't think that's what made them win the FA Cup.
No.
I don't think that's what made them win the last or whatever games they did at the end of their season. I think the problem is still there.
Yeah, but one thing that probably benefited them was like changing the formation, but also putting the right players in the formation that
they don't
changed
have the right
to.
Players. They just kept the same players and said, "No, but play back."
But at least like this season, he has Bellerin as left back, and you're like, he's right footed. Why wouldn't you put him on the right-hand side? You got, I don't even know where Oxlade-Chamberlain plays at times. You got these dudes at the back who are like, who's the guy holding?
Right.
He dropped holding, apparently, because he had a tough game against whoever they lost, Stoke, maybe?
I mean, he started.
Yeah, and then he brought him in. He was like, oh, he had a crap game against this poor team, so we rested him.
Right.
Let's have him, Sané, and or Mané, and Firmino, and Salah. Just rip him apart.
Right.
And then he dropped like the tank, that dude they bought.
Who? Lacazette?
No. Kalenskio.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
They dropped him for no reason.
Right.
And Lacazette, why would you not start him?
Yeah, that didn't make sense.
None of it made sense. And then your midfield has to be, that's like a soggy biscuit of a centre midfield. It's Xhaka, tough man. Ramsey doesn't want to be
Xhaka,
there.
Xhaka, fake tough man. Ramsey should be an attacking midfielder.
Yeah. What's Ozil, going on with him?
Ozil is soft.
Oh, they're like, all soft, though.
He's soft.
You're talking about degrees of softness. They're a bunch of soft cocks.
It's hilarious.
Who can be softer? And they're just limping around.
Right. But I think the problem is Wenger and his complacency. When you're working at a job for a long time and you've been successful at the job, and then and then say you're kind of successful but not as successful, then you think, and you paid off a stadium and you got the team above the money in red, then you think you're doing a great job. But now, Wenger's been at Arsenal for how long? Over 20?
Yeah, ages.
Ages. So you got a bunch
That's mental, isn't it? Over 20.
Yeah. That's like, you got a lot of new fans that were young when he started that don't really remember those winning the league.
Yeah.
And now they're older and vocal They want a coach that they remember winning the league.
Yeah.
And the FA Cup is not good enough. So I'm not down for anybody to get fired. But this is what would help Wenger. If he did get fired, and I was telling you this on the phone, if he did get fired, he would definitely get hired by somebody else.
Mm.
Because right now, he doesn't have fire in him.
Yeah.
Like, he did not fire up this team. And this team, for the, I'm not saying they're the best team in the league, but there's some coaches that could fire up this team to win this league at least once or twice.
Simone.
And then, when Ferguson won the league the last time, that team was not as good as this team.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, how do you incite enthusiasm from your players? And he's not doing this. And then, like we were talking about earlier, half of them want to leave.
Yeah.
Like, they've given up on him. Like,
yeah, it's nuts to see how much they've given up on him.
Yeah. Like, Bellerin, let me see. I think Bellerin caused 2 goals himself.
But even, Jesus, I don't even know where to start with a lot of them. At least, Oxlade-Chamberlain is gone.
So he got sold? Did you see it?
Not yet, but apparently for $40 million.
To City?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, all right.
And it looks like City might be trying to get Sanchez with City's Sterling going in the opposite direction.
For real?
Yeah.
Are they serious?
Yeah. Apparently Sterling's like, because they bought so many, they think he's not he might be like shipped out.
Sterling?
Yeah.
Sterling,
well, that's what I read.
Who won the game for them against Bournemouth this week. And Sterling, who scored in all the games.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like... The reason I think they started Sterling at City this weekend is because, and even Pep said it's like, he doesn't like leaving out Sterling, but he has to. He has players. Then Sterling has come in and scored, I think, in both games for City.
Yeah.
And then this week, he started, and he kept him in, and then he scored the goal in the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
And they won. So,
but apparently, he could be out.
I mean, in a trade.
Yeah.
All right.
They're saying that they might try and get Draxler in and Sterling. Draxler from PSG.
Right. To Arsenal?
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be good for Arsenal.
It would, right? Because, like...
But are they just saying that? Now, see, that's the thing. Arsenal doesn't know how to buy.
Yeah, I know.
They buy wrong. They buy late. And then they buy desperate.
Yeah.
So then that's what's wrong with Arsenal. Everything else, they do fine. And then... Just the point about Wenger not firing the team up. Like, if he got fired and went somewhere else, he'd be fired up because he'd want to prove something.
Yeah, yeah.
And prove Arsenal wrong for getting rid of him. And he'd have that fire that he had when he first went to Arsenal with a new team. He just had to go to the right team that has the financial capability to let him build what he wants. But I think Wenger's a good coach. He's just kind of complacent right now. And he didn't fire these guys up. And then sometimes...
Not even close.
And then sometimes... It's a long season. So at certain points in the season, even a Pep team is not fired up for a game or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a Mourinho team. So I don't know if it's this game was the non-fired up game. But the problem with it is the past and everybody... just wanted him gone.
Yeah.
You can't have a lapse like this.
Yeah, I know.
They've dropped points.
Especially, Stoke.
Yeah.
And then this.
You lost to Stoke, and then you're 2 losses in a row.
And who's the first game? Did they win the first game?
They won the first game, but barely. They played Leicester.
Yeah, yeah.
And it went to 4-3, so that was a thriller, right?
Because, you think, like, they beat Chelsea in the Charity Shield.
And they beat them in the FA Cup.
So you're like, okay. And then Leicester, you're like, okay, they dug in and scored.
But Wenger does something weird. In the FA Cup and the Charity Shield, the team plays a different style.
It's nuts, isn't it? Because they were fired up.
Yeah, they play fired up. They play defensive. They're aggressive. And then they start the season, and then, like, everybody's just going to let us pass the ball around them.
It's weird.
And they had...
It's weird. Their midfield really annoys me.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of... guys that could be good.
Yeah, like if someone... I don't know why it doesn't come from inside him too. There's a lack of fucking steel in him.
Yeah.
That would piss you off.
Yeah, they're definitely under-delivering.
And they don't seem to like... Jesus, Ramsey, he was just giving the ball away free will.
You think he was giving the ball away?
Yeah, just nuts. Mm-hmm. And then just like barely running back. Mm-hmm. Like, for some reason, I thought he would have a bit of steel about him, or a bit of like...
He does when he plays for Wales.
Yeah, which is like really annoying.
That's why I know it's the coaching. Like, what's making him play for Wales and not for Arsenal?
Yeah.
And what's making all the other players on this team not play for Arsenal? There's one thing, one person.
Fagner. But it could be two, though, that if you know like a few players in your team... I wonder if they like each other. Or like they're getting pissed off with... It's like with Lukaku. Mm-hmm. He used to annoy me all the time. Or I might leave this transfer. Just go. Just leave.
Right.
Pack your bags. We're not pumping anymore. It's over.
You and Lukaku was fucking? I didn't know that. All right.
I was talking about my ex, Shirley.
It's hilarious.
But like... I wonder if they're looking at players going, all right, why would I chase for the Ox when he's going? He's told me he's leaving.
Right.
That's why I wonder if they're like, all right, once these players leave, then we'll start.
Well.
It shouldn't be, and it does come to Wenger. But then, like, Liverpool looked unreal.
Yeah, let's talk about them. That's funny. The story of the game was how shitty Arsenal played, but nobody... We should talk a lot about the shit that Liverpool did out there.
Liverpool's front three.
Yeah. I think the most impressive thing about Liverpool in this game is that they attacked and then they didn't give up any goals. That they didn't give up any goals is good for them because they can score, but we know they give up goals and they didn't. And they kept on attacking. So they're dangerous. They're gelling because I think Spurs has had their team for a minute.
Mm.
And Liverpool is one of the teams that's had the same team for at least two or three seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
On a Spurs-like level where they can gel.
Yeah.
And just be dangerous. Like, they've made some buys. They got Salah. But for the most part, this is the same team.
Yeah, big time.
And you can see them progress to the point where they become really dangerous. Like, they Arsenal'd Arsenal.
Yeah.
Like, they had, like, two fast-break attacking goals. Unreal.
Jesus, their front three is a joy. They're a joy to watch, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm like, who's the player they're trying to not sell?
Yeah. I saw that. Was it Klopp said that like Firmino is the most underrated player in the world?
Good, you want to keep him underrated so nobody tries to buy him.
Yeah, I know, but he does. He is class, isn't he?
Yeah, he's class. And then you got
and he tries.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of nuts.
Yeah, he's in having fun over there with those chiclet teeth.
Yeah.
Those are not real teeth, bro.
But Salah, too, he's just a whippet.
Yeah, I kind of shit on Salah, like, on my first podcast, or to somebody. I was like, I don't think he's that great. But because he does miss a lot of chances.
Yeah.
But this game, you know, he ran all over the place.
Yeah.
He created his own goal. And... Mm. Like on a defensive 50-50 ball, he got that from the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cross to Sturridge.
Oh, yeah. That was a beaut.
It's a beautiful. And then Mane scored. And Mane should get an assist for Salah's goal. Because when you watch that goal, they both broke. Salah.
Oh, yeah,
Mane
yeah.
was behind. And then Mane ran in front of the two defenders that was trying to get to Salah.
Yeah.
And kind of blocked them off like in a football seal.
Yeah.
Like
Sneaky.
An American football seal.
So I think Mane is unreal.
He's unreal. Listen, man, get the money for Coutinho if he wants to leave. This is what I think is going to happen. They're going to keep Coutinho at least for this transfer window and maybe for the next, and then they'll sell him. Because they actually, Liverpool, I read this thing that they bought a player from, I think, Monaco.
Lamar?
I think so.
They haven't bought him yet.
Well, they bought him, but they won't get him until 2018.
Oh, no, that's...
Who is it?
A guy from...
Let me look it up.
Leipzig?
Leipzig, yeah, you're
right.
Yeah,
Leipzig.
So they got a guy from Leipzig.
Keita, is it?
Something. That Keita just sounds like...
40 million.
Racistly.
I don't know anything about him, but apparently he's class.
Right. So what I think they'll try to hold off on a Coutinho and say, hey, we'll take that money, but when we get our guy, signed a deal, he's going to stay at Leipzig, and then we'll get him 2018, and then you could have...
It's weird that he's staying there for the whole season.
It is weird, but You cut a deal the way you can cut a deal, man.
I suppose, yeah. Especially with the prices going up, 40 million now seems like
you got
cheap.
You got him at today's prices instead of 2018 prices.
Yeah, yeah.
When that guy would cost more.
I wonder, too, although he was a free agent, maybe.
I don't know if he's a free agent because he's
like
with the
next
club.
Year.
Right.
So they probably just were afraid they were going to lose out on him.
So they sell him now.
Yeah.
Right. He'll be happy to go to Liverpool after what he saw them do to Arsenal.
Yeah. And I think Origi's gone now. Or he's gone.
Oh, it's where?
Monaco.
For real?
Or Marseille, one of them. Let me check. Yeah, I just read that they were like, he's going to get no chances.
Why not? He fit in great for them last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be tough. He might have to go if you bring back.
Go where?
He might have to go if you bring the guy from Leipzig in.
What position is he then, though?
It's confusing because midfielders in today's game are kind of forwards. Unless you're like a holding guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the way they play their formation. So it's like...
Fuck, I can't remember where is it.
Because Barca is trying to buy Dembele to replace...
Well, he's gone. He's done deal.
Right. But when I saw him play for Dortmund, he wasn't the forward.
Oh, yeah, he was like a winger.
Yeah, he's like a winger / midfielder.
Yeah,
and then he
was pushing him
up. Supply to Aubameyang.
Yeah.
So now, it's like, I think they just name people a position and say, but do give him a job.
Yeah, I think...
That's inclusive of both positions.
If you're a winger, you're almost classified as a striker now. With this whole 4-3-3.
Right. To me, a winger used to be a striker, but just from the winger or crosser of the ball. But now a winger is more like a midfielder. You have to come back and defend a lot more than they used to.
Yeah, not sure, but Jesus, Liverpool. Although, do you know what's funny too? I don't get what their goalie situation is and their centre-backs. Do you know what's weird? They keep trying to buy Van Dijk. Was that his name? Van Dijk?
Right, right. From Bournemouth?
No, from Southampton.
From Southampton?
They were like trying to buy him for 70 million or something.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But they still have that like... Sacco, is it?
Do they? No, I think Sacco...
He's still there. The guy from the Crystal Palace are trying to buy.
Is he?
Yeah, because remember he went to Crystal Palace last year on loan,
right.
And he was unreal. And I think Crystal Palace offered 25 million for him today, and they were like, "No, we want 30 million."
Yeah, they could. Yeah,
and they're not going to play him.
No, but they'll sell him.
Yeah, but like he's still he kept. I think he like helped keep up Palace,
right? But like, so Palace, if you want him, pay for him, pay more.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know why Liverpool just don't use him. I know he'd have fallen out, but like, I prefer him than Clavin. If they don't get Van Dijk from Southampton.
Right. No, they got a price in Southampton. Who wants him? Crystal Palace?
Yeah.
He's got a price, you got to pay for him.
I'm
not going to sell you.
And then Karras, the keeper, I don't know why he just doesn't buy a good keeper. Because he's dropping... what the hell is that?
He said he didn't really drop him.
That's harsh.
In an interview, he said he had 3 goalkeepers. He said, at the beginning of the season, I wanted 3 good goalkeepers. And I got 3, so he's got to give him some playing time. He said, you know...
Yeah, but that still
didn't do anything wrong. I just...
Yeah, but like Harris says...
I see him in a suit sometimes, sitting on the bench, watching.
I don't know. That's an odd one. That's an odd one. That's like
Arsenal didn't have any shots on target, so it's not like he got to prove himself.
But he still like didn't look comfortable.
Yeah, that's why. I guess the games ought to get him comfortable.
Yeah. So but like, it's funny you put him in against Arsenal.
I know.
And he hasn't played in ages.
That's why you got to give him some playing time. I guess I would put him in against a lesser opponent, but Arsenal turned out to be a lesser opponent.
Yeah,
no
shots
on goal.
Lacazette, he was worth the money.
Yeah. I don't know why he didn't start Lacazette.
Yeah, that was strange.
I think he's lost like the loyalty of Giroud by buying a Lacazette and also not trusting Giroud. Sometimes I think Giroud in seasons past has been hot and then Wenger pulls him
and
then switches it up and then like
ruins his flow.
Ruins his flow and then pisses him off. So I don't think Giroud is going to play 100% for Wenger. He's just done some things, man.
I wonder if a lot of them like Giroud seems to me like a guy who he likes living in London and playing with a big team and having the fans adore him.
That sounds like what I want.
But despite Wenger like being, I'm not going to play you, Giroud seems to be like, well, I have almost everything. I'm living in London.
He's like, they pay me enough.
Yeah, exactly. I get paid enough.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I think I did see him get in the game.
Yeah, he came on all right.
Yeah. And they brought on Coquelin, Softy.
Yeah, why did they bring
fake tough guy. They brought in Lacazette.
I still don't get why, like, that guy, Kalankadov.
Kolasinac.
Why he didn't play when everyone's been like, he's a tank, he's been what we need. And then it's like, just drop him.
You got to ask Wenger that.
Yeah.
Because they lost last week. So you can change it up. They lost last week to Stoke. So it's like, let's change it up.
Yeah, no, true.
We won't go through all the games today. But let's definitely go through Man U versus Leicester.
Yeah.
For sure. And I think here's the irony of this game. Both goals were scored in the second half, but I think the first half of the game, Man U won the game 2-0. Both goals were scored in the second half, but I think we played better in the first half.
Mm.
And the second half was choppy.
Yeah.
But good teams get the goals regardless. And the Rashford, who's started the first two games but didn't score in the games he started.
Yeah, yeah.
Comes on as a sub and scores.
He did a Martial in it.
He did a Martial. Martial started this game, wore out the defense, and then fresh Rashford comes in. And it's always good to make a sub before you get a corner.
Yeah.
Because then people on the defense are kind of disorganized and not... like, they're used to marking who they're marking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now this new guy appears, and there's a little confusion.
This fresh bastard.
So you can get a goal.
These United are flying, aren't they? All the pieces are coming together.
Yeah, Mkhitaryan had another assist. Lingard's assist is questionable. I don't know if he was trying to slot that ball into the corner or if that was a pass.
It would have been a very weak shot is the only thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe I'll give it to
him. Maybe it was a pass, Maybe it was a pass, I'll give him that. And Fellaini.
Because he didn't, like, welly it. He did just from... Because I was wondering, too, was it a shot? But then I saw from another angle, it looked like he tried to pass it.
And he's a football player, so he could do that.
Yeah.
It could actually be a pass. Doesn't have to be an answer.
Let's give him one credit.
Let's give him some credit. Yeah. So, yeah, we won.
Yeah, it was good.
I'll take it.
So it hurts me to say as an ABU.
So what?
ABU. Do you have that over here? Anyone but United?
That's a English thing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone but Everton.
An ABE.
And what's ABE?
Anyone but Everton.
Oh, they sing it back.
No, but that, in Ireland, that was it. When United were going like under a rampage, just winning everything.
Uh-huh.
They'd be like, well, it got to the point, like, who'd you support? ABU.
That's
so if someone said United, you'd be like, all right, get out. Anyone but.
So is the entire Ireland Everton fans or just in your house?
It's mostly United and Liverpool. But people just got annoyed with United winning every year.
Right.
And it was like, come on.
I got to be honest, I did too.
Maybe it was even like, who do you want to win the league?
Right.
And you just answer ABU.
Anyone but Man U. Anyone but United, yeah.
But no, United, I can't believe how Matic is such an unreal influence on him.
Yeah, I know. I knew he's great. I'm not surprised. Like... Once he got in there, I'm like, this thing becomes a real possibility.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was available. And we got him for a steal based on today's prices. Yeah. And the guy's good. And Mata didn't score, but he had some chances. He has to score soon or else he'll get dropped, even if he's not doing anything wrong yet. Or he has to stick out like a sore thumb
yeah.
in the game to be like, you know what, that guy's man of the match. But everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, and you got like the subs to come in.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Last year, our subs were starting.
Yeah.
But now we have depths, and subs
yeah.
are subbing.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us stronger.
And you got like, I'm surprised with Matic slightly, because I knew he was good. I knew he was good with Chelsea, but I didn't realize he was this important.
No, he's good, man.
And make such a like a positive.
No, he's good. He could be an attacking midfielder. He's just playing defensive midfielder. Yeah. Like, he's creative, and he's, I don't know, something. He's showing off like extra skill back there right now. So we'll take it. So yeah, we got a smart, strong, tall, athletic, physical team out there.
Yeah,
like
unreal.
All the things you want. And
Lukaku looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he still needs to get more finesse.
Yeah.
You know, the penalty, that was appalling.
Yeah.
It was a terrible penalty. That he took.
Unreal, because he...
I'm glad it didn't go in, because I don't think it should have been a penalty. I'm not 100% on that. I don't want any...
What was it again?
It was a cross that they said was a handball. I think they said... what's his face? Danny Simpson, they blamed it on. But I don't think it was... That might have been ball meets hand, and not hand meets ball.
Mm.
So it didn't go in, but we got the two goals we got there. Indisputable, unless you want to question
was
whether
Fellaini
really was passed the ball by Lingard.
Was he off though? Just
no, I don't think he was off.
You'd say that, but as an ABU,
I mean, listen, I didn't want the penalty, so I don't want an offside goal. I don't think he was off.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't think he was off.
No, but good win.
Yeah.
Who was on your bench? Yeah, even your bench is strong, isn't it?
Smalling. Lingard, Herrera hasn't played a second.
Yeah.
And he was one of the best players last year.
Yeah. And you got like Zlatan. Jesus, you know.
Zlatan is going to be back.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, let me see.
Luke Shaw to come back in.
That's where we're the backs, you know. Like, I'm not sure about Damian.
Yeah.
Like 100% of the time. I don't think he's creative enough. Like, when you know, so that's why we got Blind right now. But if sometimes we got to replace him with Damian or Shaw.
But who?
Or if we have to replace
who's that other
Valencia,
dude?
Then, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to, those might be the issues.
But no, you brought Ethan Odegaard that wasn't even on the bench.
Yeah,
Benfica, was it?
Yeah, yeah. So he's like a central defender.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right.
But you got depth. Like, he's not even on your bench, and he looked...
Yeah, we got depth, and we're scoring, and we haven't let any goals in. So yeah. Defensively, we might be really good, better, and that's going to help you later on in the season.
Yeah, yeah.
When you don't want to let goals. And then teams have to defend us more, then they're more worried about defending us than attacking us.
Yeah.
You know, because they know we can get balls in the net, so...
And Pogba looks good now, doesn't he?
I think he always looked good.
Yeah.
I think...
People, I mean, with his new haircut.
Picking at his, I don't even like the new haircut. He was trying to out blonde streak this other African player on the team last week. Yeah. So both of your blonde streaks are horrendous. Get them out of here.
He's gonna go bald soon.
Yeah. So he's just having fun with his hair while he's got it.
Yeah.
Well, the dye fucks it up.
It's like my own beautiful haircut. But moving on.
I'm just gonna not comment on that. How about that? But yeah,
I wonder if Vardy's going to stay and Riyad
Mahrez.
Yeah, surely he's gone. Well, he is gone. He like rolled in. Oh, it pains me to say, but it's time I move on.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
he's been saying that for 2 years. So he wants out, but
he's still trying hard.
He's
That's what they're saying.
Hard. Yeah, yeah.
Compared to like the Ox and
yeah,
I hate that they keep calling him Ox. It's just his name is too long.
Right. Shitty. Yeah. I mean, he played slow like one the other day.
Yeah, we should call him the old cow.
Yeah. Yeah.
The old cow's moving on.
Yeah. The young old cow.
Although, yeah, good games are there.
Right. Let's see what else we got going on in here. Let's see how much time we got. Just go through some scores. Stoke drew with West Brom. So Stoke, off their win last week, go up against West Brom. And West Brom has been good. Mm. They've won all their games up until they met Stoke and they got a tie.
So that was a poor goal to give away.
Yeah, it was late yeah. there, right?
And it was just a mix-up.
Right.
Put your foot through it.
Right. And then there's a Stoke player. There's a West Brom player for Stoke now. That's Darren Fletcher, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was a weird... He got a two-year contract, didn't he?
Yeah. He looked good last week against Arsenal. So I got to, you know, give him credit for that. And I used to shit on Stoke and say they were old, but they kind of... They kind of did rejuvenate. Yeah.
Because he got rid of the Irish dudes, the forward. Kurt Zouma looks good for them.
Yeah, Zouma looks definitely good for them.
Yeah.
Step up for them in defense. And they got Bruno Martins. And they do.
Yessi, he looks dangerous.
Yeah, and it's got speed.
Yeah.
Which is something they didn't have up front.
No.
So, yeah, man.
And their keeper's good. Yeah.
I think they won't struggle. Stoke won't struggle to stay in the league this year. They'll finish near top, in the top 10, the bottom of the top 10, or just under it.
Yeah.
So they'll be fine. And West Brom, they're just going to get their 40 points and then they'll slack off.
Yeah. They're going to Marbella.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got popping here. Crystal Palace, Swansea. So we're going in the area of coaches who might get fired after three games. So Wenger, we discuss.
Mm.
Crystal Palace coach.
Oh, yeah.
This is not good. Like this guy as a player, but he's not doing good as a coach in the Premier League.
At all. Right. And what's
his name? De Boer?
Yeah, Frank De Boer.
Yeah, there's two De Boers. So I don't know which one this is.
Frank.
I mix them up.
Frank and Frankie.
It's Frank? Well,
and then his twin brother, Frankie.
It's not going good, bro.
No, it's his brother's name again. Frank and I can't remember. Yeah, but Jesus, your man Kelly, is it for Palace? He couldn't have given away more goals if he tried. First one, he was marking the dude. Your man just turned him inside and out.
Right.
Scored a goal. The second one, where he tried to walk it out of the defence. Jesus, he looked I think that was 2 minutes into the second half where he probably got a bollocking. He's like, go out there and make no more mistakes. Sure thing, Frank. It goes out to his first touch, gives away another goal.
Hilarious.
So I think I think their defense is crap. That's probably why they want...
Well, Fassa Mensu, I've seen him play. He played good. Not this week, but last week. I didn't see him this week. And they have... Did they play him? They didn't play...
Wait, who's the guy?
They didn't play...
Did Martin Kelly come on only at 41 minutes?
Martin Kelly?
Yeah, he's the guy that... When did they score the goals?
Let me see. They scored in the 44th.
Oh, yeah, the 40s faults.
Hilarious. So he came on in the 41st. Where is his name? Martin Kelly. Where's his name?
Down there.
So Martin Kelly came in on the 41st minute, right? He came in the 41st minute. And then Swansea scored in the 44th and the 48th minute.
Yeah.
Took him 10 minutes to adjust.
Yeah.
After
he had half time.
Yeah.
Jesus, that's brutal. Yeah. His first thing must have been trying to defend the guy.
Hilarious.
But he didn't, I don't know.
He didn't defend the guy.
Yeah. That's why they need Sako. The defense, there's too many weak. Scott Dan.
Yeah, so they better pay the money for Sako. So maybe this is good for them.
Yeah. But did they look threatening? Who do they have up top?
Let me see this. I want to look at this. Let's see some Swansea Crystal Palace highlights.
I don't know if it's worth it.
I know. Even the highlights of the two goals weren't worth watching. Much less the whole game. So here they come walking out on the field. This is when they were good.
Yeah, this is the
most promising. 0-0, the most promising moment.
I think their keeper's a bit dodged too, to be honest. He's like championship
goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Boom.
Should have scored.
Swansea's looking good.
Which is surprising. Yeah. I don't know who their players are.
Right.
When they were all going to congratulate the first guy for scoring, didn't know anyone in a group of five.
they got a newish bunch. But they lost 4-0 last week.
Yeah.
to Man
Even
U.
Their captain, I don't know who he is.
It's hilarious. He doesn't know where he is.
And then who has the, although I, it's obviously not going to happen, but apparently they're in for Renata Sanchez. That unreal guy for...
Man U's trying to get him.
Yeah.
I don't... See, to me, he's a safe midfielder. You know But I don't think he's creative.
The guy from Bayern?
Yeah.
I thought he looked good. No, he was like striding forward.
I think he's a little overrated. I think he's...
He's like a 20-year-old, isn't
good.
He?
Yeah, I think he's just good. I don't think he's like great. I think we have players like in our youth system that are kind of on the cusp of coming into the starting team that could probably do what he does instead of paying him to do that.
Yeah, I wonder, right? Because he looks all right for her. I think this is the goal.
Let's see. That pass.
Yeah, this is it.
Crystal Palace, they're just watching football like the fans.
Yeah, like the guy was facing the ball too and somehow got turned around.
Yeah, how do you...
I don't even know who that striker is, do you?
Nah.
Abrams?
Yeah, he's new. He's tall.
Watch him.
So, all right. So he's like, get yourself... Yeah, he's just focusing on holding the guy.
Yeah.
Not even... Oh, that's a good save. Right on the line.
I think they score straight from this.
Yeah, should. Yeah, their D's getting manhandled. You cross a ball, these tall guys.
Watch how bad this is.
Oh, that's a nice pass. you won that ball and then you gave it away?
And the keeper as well. Oh, like, geez. How bad is that?
The ball ain't even in the back of the net and the keeper's like already giving up. Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah,
but look at...
That's enough, Swansea.
Yeah, get off these... Palace. What are the teams that are...
Swansea beats Crystal Palace 2-0. Crystal Palace is 0-3, I think. They should be 0-3.
Yeah, they are. Newcastle as well. Or West Ham.
That's another coach that's probably going to get... Billick.
Yeah.
He barely kept his job from last year, and he starts this season 0-3.
Poorly, yeah.
Like, he gave... Benitez his first win since he got back to the Premiership. So, I don't know, man. This is not looking good, Billick. And they're playing on their new grounds, right?
Yeah.
West Ham.
Do they?
Well, they played at Newcastle, but they have a new ground.
Are they the same as Spurs? Are they all in that?
Well, Spurs don't have a new ground yet. Like, they're playing at Wembley.
Oh, yeah, not sure.
Yeah. But, yeah. They
got whooped.
Yeah, 3-0 by a team that hasn't won all season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor.
That's not great. Like, if you ask me who I'd prefer to have won between those two this weekend, definitely West Ham.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah. So there's issues. I don't think that coach is going to make it through the season.
Yeah, no, big time.
Yeah, even if he, yeah. I don't think he's going to make it through next season. Who else? Let's do Spurs-Burnley. Burnley apparently is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Because they beat Chelsea the opening of the season.
Yeah, right? Yeah. They started well, didn't they?
And then now they play Spurs at Spurs and they got a point.
Mm.
So
it's a good goal too. Do you know what it was? Burnley, Spurs right back was that bad fault. You let the guy get in behind them.
Who, Dele Alli?
No.
Dele Alli got like two shots on
Trippier,
goal.
Is it?
Right.
The Spurs right back. Because I forgot that Walker's gone and they're hoping like that Trippier. I don't know. Is he good? Is he as good as Walker?
He's good in every game I've seen him play, but he hasn't played a whole season.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to see Trippier play a whole season. Because, you know, you can be good if you come in the middle of a season for a few games. While people have been playing in their positions all season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but let's see. It's, you know, this thing is a tiring. This is a marathon, man. So he's good every game I've seen him in. So that's a good pass. But I don't know if he's good enough to last the whole season. So we'll see. But Spurs think they are. That's a terrible offside call. This guy was onside,
mm.
Even though the goalkeeper saved it. That's not a good outside. But this bald-headed Burnley coach, man. Yeah. He's getting his team up.
Yeah, because Burnley were doing well. And then they got this goal, which Dele Alli, it seemed like he didn't care at all about scoring.
I know. It's like when somebody... you get a surprise birthday party and you want to celebrate your birthday.
Like, he literally just stood there, yeah. Which is weird. Has he some connection to Burnley?
I don't think so.
Did they sign him from...
Yeah, he didn't celebrate as if he used to play for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're saying that he's slow in the first month.
Kane can't score in August.
Yeah.
But August is done this weekend, and it's international week, so he won't have to not score again.
He's
literally going to keep that bad August record up.
Yeah.
This was his last chance to score in August, and he didn't score in August.
Yeah, which is nuts.
And then the next weekend, which is the end of August, it's international week.
Mm.
So this guy...
Can't score
in August. Yeah. So don't even play him for August.
Yeah.
Just start playing this motherfucker in September. And he'll get his 20-something goals. Or maybe he needs the warm-up.
Get into it. And then, I wonder if their left back is going to be sold.
Wimmer?
No, he's gone.
They sold him to who?
Yeah. Is it Stoke or West Brom?
I think it's... Let me see. But that's a good... That's a goodbye for Stoke.
Is he good?
I think I'm going to give Spurs the credit of having a good left-right back system of creating, developing good left or right backs. I'm going to give him credit, like quality ones,
yeah.
Based on what's been happening lately. So I'm going to give him credit for that.
Yeah, Gibbs, I think, has gone to West Brom. And then...
Gibbs?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I saw as well that something about Sam Allardyce could replace Frank de Boer already.
Sam Allardyce better stay where he's at.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Why are you jumping around from bottom dweller to bottom dweller? Just chill and fix where you're at. I'm trying to find this article. With your boy, Wimmer. There it is. Stoke land $18 million Wimmer from Tottenham. I think Tottenham could have got more for him. They don't know how to sell.
What position is he?
I think he's a back. Let me see. It's funny. Like, I pull up the article and it goes to a different team. Like, this is not the article I pulled up, bro. This app is bugging. But Stoke get Wimmer, 18 mil.
This is the goal.
And I read it earlier. Yeah, this is the goal. And this is a substitute. It's a new guy, right?
Yeah. But, like, that's poor defending.
Yeah, it's a great pass.
Yeah.
It's a great pass. Really, it's a pass where the defenders couldn't do anything but hope. Yeah, and it's poor defending, too. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those two guys should have got to that ball. That is poor defending.
Especially the right backs. Yeah. And I don't like the way he stopped.
Yeah, he stopped. It's not great. So.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it. Let me see.
There she blows.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let me see. Unless you want to go back and brag some more about Man U. You want to do that?
No, I'll take a pass.
I'm surprised you don't want to do that.
No, I'll take a hard chair.
Why would you want to pass? You said they were doing great. Why wouldn't you want to talk about a great team?
Oh, my boss is coming.
Your boss? You're in your house. What are you talking about?
Here comes the boss.
Bournemouth, Man City. You can give them a little business.
Oh, yeah. I like Jesus still.
Huh?
Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah, he's back at it.
He's quality.
I'm still, David Silva's hair still bugs me.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. I'm like, who's that new guy?
Yeah.
And it's funny, it's like they have another Silva.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's plays similar to him.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
Is he?
Yeah, that motherfucker's good. He did some impressive. They subbed him out, but... He's good, man.
Yeah, that's for him.
That's what worries me about them.
Why? Oh, Bernardo Silva.
Because he's good. So they have some really creative people out there. And then you got Jesus, Sterling. This is a strong team. Their defense to me is still suspect.
Yeah.
But it's better than it was.
What position's Mendy? Left back.
Yeah.
And then Danilo
can play both.
Yeah. He looks good.
And Walker's out.
Or no, is he just good attacking?
No, he looks fine. But they're all attacking. So that's... Mendy was good.
Was he,
yeah? Yeah, he was
good.
Did
he get cut out at one point, or was that just defending?
No, I think he did fine. He might... I can't remember if he made a mistake, but...
Who do they have on the bench?
Who do they have on the bench? Let me go back. Let's go. They got Mangala.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to get rid of him.
John Stones is on the bench.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's on the bench. I'm not too surprised, but...
I said this before. This is what they should do with John Stones. Defensive midfielder.
Kill him.
He said, kill him. No.
Behead him.
No. Terrible guesses. Sane was on
the
bench.
Make love to him.
No. Unless it's a woman. Or whatever. Who wants to do it? Yaya Toure, Sergio Aguero. This is a strong team.
It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah. I was shitting on it earlier because I thought their defenders attack too much.
Yeah.
But they're better. But, you know, did they lose last week or tie?
Tie against Everton.
Tied against Everton, yeah. So, yeah, you wouldn't forget that, would you?
Apparently they're going for Johnny Evans.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
That's super weird to me. I don't think he's that good. And he's not young.
Yeah, it's weird. Unless they just want some guy. They're trying to get rid of Mangala, and then they want to replace him.
Well, get rid of him first.
But yeah, I suppose it's coming ticking down.
Yeah.
But no, it kind of looks dubious too for Aguero, because they look way better with Jesus up top.
No. I think they have the 1-2, you know?
But I saw something about stats that, like, compared to when Jesus is playing, compared to Aguero, they're much more efficient.
Think so? I don't know if he broke the record this week. He didn't score. But I think last week they were saying he's about to be the highest scoring foreigner.
Oh, really?
In the Premiership ever.
It's, what? Seriously?
Yeah, so he was either one goal away or he tied it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
But, so I don't...
It's weird so that he's not getting more like...
He's won the league twice.
Yeah.
Jesus can't say that.
It's weird that he doesn't get...
They won the league on his goal.
Oh, yeah.
Last day of the season.
Why is he not getting more respect?
It's Pep.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's getting the respect now.
But it's weird. But even I was giving him disrespect just now.
Yeah.
And I'm a respectful man.
Well, you're an Everton fan. And I'm a respectful man. Well, you know, a lot of respectful people need to realize that they're not respectful.
I'm the most respectful motherfucker there is going.
In your body. But yeah, I don't know, bro.
Right, there she blows.
No. I don't know if you want to see some of these dumb highlights. No, where would they put it? They could play at. But yeah, let me see. City, Bournemouth. The game went down to the wire. And Sterling, who you said they might sell, scored at the end of the game.
Mm.
Ran into the crowd.
What did he get sent off?
Because running into the crowd and endangering stewards is like taking your shirt off.
It's a yellow. Oh, really?
And he already had a yellow.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
That's pretty dumb.
Yeah. I mean, it was the end of the game. It was like literally the last shot of the game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that shot was deflected or it was aimed that way, because I've looked at it from a different angles and it looks like
it wasn't deflected. No, it was deflected.
For real?
Yeah. It took a loop.
All right. It's 1-1 here. All right. Let's see if this is close. Bournemouth's first goal was fucking bananas.
Yeah, unreal.
Unreal. Like a shot, a left footed shot from that angle.
Arrow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. It was like.
Do you know what? It did annoy me, his celebration. And the fact he was wearing some black arm sweatband.
Who?
The guy who scored.
Daniels?
Yeah. And that he just kicked the boarding.
Like that, Senor. That goal was so insane, his celebration. Like, he didn't even know what happened.
Yeah.
He's like, I did that?
Yeah, it seemed to be like that.
It was like, oh, shit, I did that moment? You mean I could do this all this time? What the fuck am I doing on Bournemouth?
Maybe he was kicking him, kicking the billboard out of like, what have I been doing?
I got to go to Barca.
Here it is.
No, this is Sterling one. He's involved in this goal all the way. But see, that angle looks deflected, right?
Oh, it was 100% deflected.
Let me see. Let me see this other angle.
I can tell before he hit it. Deflected.
Now it's big. Now he's in the crowd. Fucking shit up. Sergio Aguero did this thing where this fan was getting handcuffed and beat up by the stewards and the police. And he tried to save the fan.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And that, poor coach is in dismay. This is his third loss.
Mm.
You know? And then look at it, just defeated. But you should be defeated at this point. This is the way they were after the Sterling goal, the Bournemouth team. That's how Arsenal played their entire game. Yeah.
I'm surprised that Jack Wilshere's career hasn't soared since he decided to go to Bournemouth.
No, he was just on loan. He's back with Arsenal.
So Talk about a bad career move.
He was actually a liability when he came in the game for Bournemouth. Yeah, maybe that guy's beating himself up.
You see about four of them slam the ground.
Now, let's see from this end. See, that one don't look deflected.
Oh, it does.
Does?
Look.
Let's see.
Watch it. Hit the heel.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, see? It's. Yeah, you really got to slow this one down to check it out.
Here comes my boss.
See your boss. Hilarious. So, there's no games in the Premiership this weekend. It's International Week. And, the table is where I would want it to be. Our money, our buys are paying off. And people who thought Pogba, we overspent for him last season, based on prices this season. Bargain basement. Especially when he brings you a forward. He goes talk to a guy that he knew since he was a teenager. Hey, why don't you come to...
You know as well, they were like up in... I went up to a party in the Hollywood Hills there, like before the season started. And there was this house up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unreal house.
Is that the house Lukaku rented?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Huge, like massive.
Uh-huh.
I was in Ron White's actually. He lives like across.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, who lives over there? And then trying to get up, it was all blocked off. I thought it was rappers or something. No. Everyone was on the street.
It was Lukaku and Pogba.
And the house is ridiculous. And they had a huge party. The police came and shut them down.
Oh, haters. You and Ron called the cops?
Yeah.
Anything UBE? UBU? What is it?
ABU.
ABU. Anything but United.
Because Ron, we were going to fly a drone over to see who it was.
It's hilarious.
But I mean, like, there's no way he's not going to go to United.
Right.
If they're living up in the hills,
right,
boozing.
Hey, and they've never ended up in a house like that when you're fucking with Everton.
But that's funny, right? Yeah, he brought him along.
Cool. Anything you want to plug?
I got a new set of plugs coming out.
New hairstyle.
I got a lovely hairstyle.
Facial place.
Check it out on my Instagram and Twitter at Trickadoo. And then my books, Random, Randomer, and Predom.
Hilarious.
Three classics. Ian's reading them all at the moment. So let's see what he has to say next week.
It's hilarious. Yeah, everything except the last thing. And then, so for me, check out my dates at IanEdwardsComedian.com. Go there, see my dates. My album is there. It was produced by Conan. It's called 100% Half-Assed. So if you want to get a copy, that's there. And I'm on Instagram at IanEdwardsComic. And yeah.
Oh, I do have some dates, actually.
You do? What's your dates?
In Phoenix on September 9th and 10th, or some weekend. Tempe, and then in New Jersey the week after. The 15th and 16th and 17th, I think.
Are you sure? This don't sound sure. You might be sending people on a wild goose chase.
Just check me out. Just give me a phone call and I'll tell you the exact time and date.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, New Jersey and Arizona.
Yeah, just call him and tell him where his dates are. Please.
If you're listening, Mom, you remind me.
Remind him where they at. And I got back from Australia. It's been like 2 weeks. So, but it was dope there. Thanks to everybody that listened to the podcast and came out. I met some of y'all after the show. That was pretty fucking cool. I'm going to be this weekend. I'm going to be at Bumper Shoot this weekend. It's in Seattle. It's a music festival. They have a comedy segment. I'll be there for that. And thank you, Hayes.
Cheers, Ian.
Some people have been bitching that I need some guests. So thanks for being a guest this week.
Thanks for paying me so much money to come on.
Hey, man. You know, you owe me some change from the nothing that I paid you. And I want it.
Two scoops of tuna.
Two scoops of tuna haze. Tuna haze.
Tuna haze, they call me.
Tuna haze. All right, fam. Well, thanks. That's it. Be safe out there. We'll catch you. I'm going to still do a podcast next week. It's International Week, but find something to talk about. Maybe get a guest.
Talking about my books, book reviews.
Book reviews. Why don't y'all get his books and then tweet me what y'all think about his books.
Classics. Stunning.
Classic non-classics.
A tragedy to mankind.
Now, check him out. See what's up. Talk to you next week. One love.